grain trade, getting ready to wrap it up for the week as we celebrate the Independence Day holiday weekend. Europe won't. They don't care. They'll be trading tomorrow, but electronically we'll see the energies and the indexes trade along with the metals, too. They'll be trading on Friday, but there won't be any human souls around. As far as today's action, well, we had further strength this morning. Wheat at one time, we were seeing 7 to 10 cent gains here on the wheat trade again after that June 30th report that showed the lightest corn acreage in 149 years since we started keeping track after the Civil War. Apparently somebody in 1866 said, hey, let's keep track of how much wheat is produced on an acreage basis. Well, we matched that in the report on June 30th. That gave a wake-up call to the grain trade, popping the wheat market here over the last few sessions. Of course, going into the weekend, you get that constant little profit-taking, or farmers can't believe the rally they got, sell into it. And so that brought the hard wheat contracts off of their high. Same thing goes for corn, which did challenge the best levels of the week that we had seen on Monday, or Tuesday and Monday. And so that came back. Soybeans, well, they had seen another run back up into that 1160 range and stalled out overnight. And again, gains thwarted as we head towards this weekend. Something to keep in mind now, and it's the nuances of the trade that's not necessarily based off the U.S. weather forecast, which are going to be very warm. We got some warm areas throughout the Midwest through the 4th of July holiday, which is anticipated to back off next week. If they don't back off, that's a problem because pollination is fast approaching. But it's the pollination in Europe that's gotten wrecked and is getting wrecked. France burning up right during corn pollination. Germany, hot and dry. No, they're telling that they're suspecting next week back into the hundreds. You've seen it on the news. Well, they kind of cooled off a little bit in the 90s. And back into the hundreds next week as they finish off pollination, which many are thinking the European corn crop is going to be down about 10 million metric tons. Now, of course, South America will try to help, you know, make the difference up. But they and Ukraine can't do this alone. Ukraine, by the way, is dry. They're just not hot yet. The U.S. is going to be participating in this. And that means that carryout that the USDA lowered on Tuesday by 100 million bushels by virtue of the cattle eating so much to put these fat animals to slaughter. That last 100 pounds takes a lot of groceries. We pulled that carryout number down, and that transfers right into new crop. They also told us, if you read the rest of the report, that they only had a response rate of 39.8% and that there was well over 2 million acres of corn to be planted yet before everybody was mailing their cards in. And that last card mailing was the June 15th. Well, it's not likely with the moisture in those areas of the Eastern Corn Belt that any of that corn got planted. Maybe they'll mud some of it in. Certainly not going to be high-producing corn in those areas that try to get it in. That said, that'll lower carryouts even more when the USDA makes its adjustments going forward. Keep in mind, the joke is the June 30th report is called the final acreage report. That's the last thing that's really final about it, other than they finally will keep making and changing their mind going forward. Because last year, there was 4 changes to acreage before we got to the final production number in January, which that'll change multiple times over the next 2-3 years as well as they see fit. So that said, we could see in the August report when they get the FSA data in on the insurance that maybe they lower the acreage number. And again, in the next report, we could end up with a carryout quite quickly for new crop corn. As foolish as this may sound, it's quite factual on paper. We could be under 1.7 billion bushels of corn probably in 60 days. And that's with 183, 184 bushel corn yields out there as it continues to produce reasonable weather for the crop. So something to watch. So corn today, September up 1.5, 424 and a quarter. December up 0.5, 442 and 3/4. The soybeans, November up 0.5. I should say August 1st. The old crop up 3 3/4 at 1137. November up 0.5 at 1149 and 3/4. In the wheat trade, Chicago September up 0.5 cent, $6.5. Kansas, September up 3 1/4, $6.38 1/4. Minneapolis with the moisture, obviously softer today after its bounce. September off 4 1/2 cents to $6.14. December giving up 5 cents at $6.36 3/4. Cattle futures, well, can we say it? They're becoming a wreck. The market is petrified of falling demand off a cliff, basically, after the 4th of July holiday. It's going to become basically chicken thighs, brats, and burgers. Even though hamburger has been fetching a pretty good price, the steaks are likely to not be a grilling feature the rest of the year, and it's those high price cuts that are the problem. And there is probably also a growing fear. You see the rumors on Twitter, but nothing out of the USDA. You'll get nothing out of the USDA unless it occurs in an afternoon after markets are closed, maybe ahead of a three-day weekend. But that sure smells like there's a border opening coming in our future, because why not? You know, you've got the likes of the NCBA, who hasn't in words expressly said this, but in actions, they would love no borders between Mexico and Canada. They would love a North American homogenized herd. It's all the same. Well, after all, we have screwworm in the U.S. already. 15 cases so far in Texas, one in New Mexico, mostly cats and dogs and others, some young calves. But it's here. We can combat it. What's the difference? Bring them on in, right? That seems to be the mentality. Well, the way the market is acting, it sure feels that that could be that. And I'm just talking, this is rumors, okay? No facts behind anything I just said about that. It's just, what else makes sense? The way this board is just an absolute collapse compared to the cash trade. Box beef, giving it up, down $3.61 at $387.65, or 05, I should say. Select was down 49 cents, $369.20. The board, below the 40-day moving average, which is very bearish for August cattle, they're down $2.42, $239.40, $15 discount to the cash market. The October cattle down $217, $234.55, December off $215, $234.42. Feeder cattle August, well below the feeder index. We're down $3.30 to $360.85, a new low for the week, and below the 20-day moving average. That is a very important moving average for feeder cattle as far as momentum is concerned for the upside. It's giving it up. We have September feeders down $3.40, $358.77. October off $3.25, $356.05. January down $3.37, $346.57. $35-plus dollar discount to the index. Actually, in some cases, it's about, $30-some dollar discount to the index. Hog futures, they're higher, up $1.70 on the August contract, $98.75. October climbing 52 cents, $82.02. Jobs number this morning, a bit soft, and so the market got excited over that, thinking, well, maybe we won't have an interest rate hike this year. Well, not so. It's just most think it won't be in September, probably in December. But that helped the metals pop. Stock indexes did pop, but they're selling the S&P and the NASDAQ considerably as we currently speak. Gold August up $40 an ounce, $4,121. Silver 50 cents higher, $61.01. The dollar index is off 50 cents at par 66. Bitcoin showing a $1,705 gain on that July contract, $61,885. And crude oil, well, we're well off session lows, back in that $68 range right now. We're down 23 cents a barrel, $68.35 heading into this three-day weekend, but oil will trade tomorrow electronically. Gasoline, August, down 4 cents a gallon, $2.90.5. Diesel fuel, down 3 cents a gallon, $3.18.5. Any questions? You can always find us at our website, heartlandinvest.com. If you got a great memory, 701-222-0221 or 800-359-0221. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a wonderful Independence Day holiday. We'll talk to you again on Monday.